Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, please do join me as we lift up the prayers of the people. I've sent out several prayer messages this week. I know most of you got them, but especially want to pray for Jane's niece, Jane Cummings' niece, Michelle, with this terrible cancer that she's fighting. Pat's grandson, Lee, who unfortunately, as of this Sunday morning, is back in the ICU, from what I gather. So he's just been in and out of surgery in the ICU, terrible kidney issues, and they can't seem to stop the bleeding. So please do pray for that young man. I want to pray for Brian, Nancy Eller's cousin, that he will heal up and be well enough to undergo stem cell transplant and procedures in the next 4 to 5 weeks. Pray for continued healing for Ashley and Brenda after that car accident. And also for healing and strength during times of grief for Kathy and Bob. Kathy lost her brother, Jerry, this last week. And please do pray, especially for his wife, Marianne, and for the whole family. I think that's all for new prayer announcements. I know there's prayers just coming in all the time, and we try to keep up on top of them the best we can. So if I miss anything, please do let me know, and I apologize. Let us join in the spirit of prayer together. Called into the unity with one another and the whole creation, let us pray for our shared world. God of companionship, encourage our relationships with our siblings in Christ. Bless our conversations, shape our shared future, and give us hearts eager to join in a festal shout of praise. Lord, in your mercy. God of abundance, you make your creation thrive and grow to provide all that we need. Inspire us to care for our environment and be attuned to where the earth is crying out. Lord, in your mercy. God of mercy, your grace is poured out for all. Inspire authorities, judges, and politicians to act with compassion. Teach us to overcome fear with hope, meet hate with love, and welcome one another as we would welcome you. Lord, in your mercy. God of care, accompany all who are in deepest need. Comfort those who are sick, lonely, or abandoned. Strengthen those who are in prison or awaiting trial. Renew the spirits of all who call upon you. We especially pray this day, Lord, for Michelle as she continues to battle that cancer. We pray for Pat and the family as they walk with Lee in this journey. We pray that Lee will find healing and strength in his time. We pray for Brian that you'll heal his body and give him all the strength he needs to undergo that stem cell treatment. For ongoing healing after their car accident for Ashley and Brenda, we pray that they continue to be doing well. And dear Lord, we do give thanks that you protected them in that moment, that it wasn't worse. We also pray in this time of grieving for dear Kathy and for Bob at the loss of her brother Jerry. Bless his wife Marianne and the whole family as they heal. And Lord, may you lift up the names that we all lift up in either the silence of our hearts or out loud at this time in need of your tender mercy and care. Lord, in your mercy. God of community, we give thanks for this congregation. Give us passion to embrace your mission and the vision to recognize where you are leading us. Teach us how to live more fully with one another. Lord, in your mercy. And God of peace, especially in this time of so much struggle and turmoil in the world, we pray that you will grant us the peace that surpasses all understanding, that breaks through the broken places in this world, that brings light into the shadows that we walk through throughout our lives, here and now. And into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.